File 3. Listening 1. Speaker 1.
The Green Mile. Stephen King's The Green Mile. I could not put it down, and I read it on holiday, so I had time to sit and read. I think I read it in, I don't know, 12 hours or something. But I remember finishing it at, 4:30 in the morning. I absolutely had to. Had to stay with it to the end. I thought it was amazing. About these guys on death row in America. It's slightly supernatural.
Speaker 2.
We need to talk about Kevin. I don't want to read about Kevin. Yeah, it was one of those books that is very now and everyone kind of says you must read this. I just couldn't. I hated her style and I probably was a bit frightened of the subject matter. It's kind of about mother love and her child who's a killer. I just found it, I just couldn't deal with it. I started it and just stopped after about 2 chapters, maybe a little bit more than that.
Speaker 3.
It's called The Fatal Shore and it's by Robert Hughes. And it's about the early settlers in Australia and the Aborigines they met. The way they treated them. The lives of the Aborigines before the white settlers came. And it's a fascinating book. It's absolutely great. I read the first 60 pages, but it took me about 3 days to read them. With 600 pages to go, the print is so tiny, and there is so much to take in, that you know what? I'm going to have to come back to it.
Speaker 4.
I hated Tess of the D'Urbervilles, which is a real shame because I think I would probably really enjoy it now, but I think it was the fact that we were told to read it, forced to read it, and forced to look at all the imagery in it, like Angel Clare playing his harp up in the loft and all that, yeah. And I thought, I know I'll enjoy this one day, but I don't want to read it now. I am not in the mood. You know, you have to be in the mood to read a book. I wasn't in the mood to read it, so it sort of put me off.
Speaker 5.
Yeah, I remember when I was at school we had to read. You know, we did English and we had set books. And one of them was Paradise Lost by Milton, which, as you probably know, is written about the 17th century or 18th century. I can't remember. But it's extremely long-winded and biblical and heavy and boring. Well, I had to get through it because we were going to get tested on it. But actually, I managed to avoid all the questions in the exam because you could choose, you know. So I don't think I ever answered any questions on it.